This is New England Public Radio News. Immersive art puts you, the viewer, in the art. At a theater, you're not just part of the audience watching a show on stage. You might be on the stage interacting with actors. Immersive art at a gallery or a museum is similar. Recently, New England Public Radio's Jill Kaufman was eating potato chips and watching some TV, and that was all part of the art.
In the back room of a store in Turner's Falls, Massachusetts, Joe DeLude II has recreated his childhood living room.
These are all things that I had from the 70s, so like my Fisher-Price record player, and I used to listen to this little golden book, Tawny Scrawny Lion.
DeLude also has a cassette recorder and old tapes his brother sent him.
We used to do interviews with each other and like do really silly things so people can feel free to play it, listen to it, rewind it.
DeLude was born in 1971 and grew up in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. When DeLude is not acting in immersive theater shows at the Shea in Turner's Falls or setting up spaces like this, he's the makeup designer for Broadway shows, including Wicked and Beetlejuice. It opened the same week of his living room show, which he calls Memory in a Void. This may be his childhood, it may be yours. And here you could sit in a lounge chair, watch TV cartoons, and The Love Boat and Wonder Woman. All of them are looping on a TV in a space DeLude set up just to the side of the main area. And on a folding TV table, you may remember those, within arm's reach, there's a bowl lined with a paper towel and filled with potato chips, just like DeLude's parents put out on tables when they played cards with friends.
The chips are there to eat if you want to eat them. You know, everything can be touched, everything can be moved around, played with, well, obviously except for the things that are glued onto the frames, but everything else, like the toys, if they wanted to play with them or they want to listen to 8-tracks, the headphones are there just to be able to have an experience.
An experience that will remind viewers of the past, whether or not they listened over and over to that same Fleetwood Mac song. DeLude already owned about a third of the items set up in these two small rooms. Some he found on eBay. An old projector shows dozens of slides from DeLude's childhood, and common appliances are sitting on some shelves, a rotary telephone, and an old whirring blender, the kind DeLude's mother had with that 1970s mustard brown base. But DeLude painted the glass container black.
I painted a lot of the items black and left some parts of them in color because memory's vague and everything sort of fades out on the sides, but then you have some things that you see very clearly.
Like the nose of the patient in the battery-operated board game Operation. DeLude painted the entire body black, but the nose still lights up red when you mess up the surgery.
See,
that's
it works.
So scary.
Viewers may not be thinking about DeLude's family or that his parents were supportive, even if they didn't understand their son, the artist. He doesn't want to force an experience on anyone, he says. The viewer's response will be unique and maybe connected to their own childhood.
And I think that's what good art does. Like, it's telling you a story, but it's not telling you how you should feel from that story. You get your own feeling and you get your own interpretation of it.
A lot of emotion went into putting Memory in a Void together. And the other immersive experience in the room is DeLude watching strangers sift through a decade of his childhood. For New England Public Radio, I'm Jill Kaufman.